That is literally the first sip of coffee this morning.
The literal first sip.
Sip of coffee of this morning. And I gotta say, the coffee is good.
Well, I know it ain't my fucking coffee, Jules. I don't drink shit. You know, my wife buys shit. She buys that, freeze-dried Taster's Choice shit. With mine, I want to taste it, Jules. But what I want to know is...
Is what? We're not going to go there.
That's right.
Does my garage say dead brother storage?
That's right.
Not the actual quote, but we're not going there.
Does it say dead brother storage on my garage? Because storing dead brothers isn't my fucking job, Jules. You realize if my wife comes home and sees us with a dead brother in the garage, I'm going to get fucking divorced. No trial separation. No marital therapy. I'm going to get fucking divorced, Jules. And I don't want to get fucking divorced.
Ain't that a great start of my goddamn Saturday morning at 5:06 a.m.
Yeah, there it is.
Rob, how have you been?
Good. Been good. Hey, Dame, look who showed up to laugh in the chat. Yeah, because he gets the reference, too. He's like, oh, fuck, you assholes are talking about Pulp Fiction again.
Already. better than what's going on the internet again. High school never ends.
No, it's not even high school. It's middle school. We already had this conversation last night. It's stupid. It's just stupid. That's all I'm going to say. But, you know, something I didn't say last night, or at least I don't recall saying it. Maybe I said it. But it's the idea that this is nothing new, that social media is middle school, and it always was. It's designed that way. It's the platform. It's not meant to have an intelligent conversation. You want that shit, you got to roll back the Wayback Machine to about 2000, okay? Back when it was the Wild West and not just every dickhead on the, you know, with a smartphone and an app could get on the internet. You had to know how to code. You had to know how to use certain features. And there was a bar to admission. There was a barrier, okay? And so the people who did know how to do it, they earned their stripes. They learned the code. They learned the lingo. They learned what to do and what not to do. They could have a conversation. And hey, we had adults in the Wild West. And then everything got stupid. Everything got dumbed down for the common denominator, the lowest common denominator. And here we are. And that's Facebook, Twitter, all of these apps. They're all designed for the same thing.
Yep, pretty much.
Mm-hmm.
And the beautiful thing it does is it amplifies the, how do I phrase this? Underdevelopment of not only the prefrontal cortex of women under 25, but also men over 30 and 40 and 50. I'm just saying that, indeed, that he said, she said bullshit never ends. Limp Bizkit, everybody.
That's right. You're not wrong, dude. That's Ryan.
I rarely
said it.
Am.
I've said it. Everybody's said it. Everyone hears it. Everyone, it's that meme from SpongeBob where, you know, hey, you understand that you don't give women you're not fucking attention, right? Yep. You understand that you don't go there, right? Uh-huh. So what are you going to do? Whammy shit.
Whammy shit.
You know, I'm going to hold them accountable. No, we're not going to hold them accountable. Right. Right. We're not going to talk to women. We're not fucking. We're not giving them attention. Right. Right. So what are we going to do? Whammy shit. It's like, oh, you motherfuckers. Just like when Ryan was asking the question a couple days ago, he's like, hey, young women out there, how does it make you feel when, you know, 30 plus 35 year old broads are basically calling you retarded because of the prefrontal cortex thing? And I go into the replies because I'm a glutton for punishment. I had to go there because he already had like, I don't know, 30 fucking replies. And there was like two that might have been women. Everyone else, it was fucking dudes. And I'm like, nobody asked you, you motherfuckers. He said, hey, young women, not fucking dipshit men, and yet they can't help themselves. They're that mean. They're, you understand, you don't give them attention, right? Right. You understand, you don't talk to them if you ain't fucking them, right? Right. Right. So what do you think about them? Women ain't shit. It's just like, oh my God, you guys, you're beyond help. You're fucking retarded. Ugh.
Oh man, it's on my, although I have been extra cheeky on Twitter the last couple of days. No, honestly, I have been extra cheeky, but I get comments every now and then where I'm just like, why would you even post that? Like, why would you, why has a stranger online ruffled thy jimmies to such a degree that you feel the need to type this? Like, that's the whole point of people in general, where it's online. 9 times out of 10, it isn't true. And it's meant to rile you up. It's meant to get you engaged. And it's working. It is absolutely
working. If it wasn't working, there'd be no one getting riled up. There'd be no conversation, if you want to call it a conversation. Okay, there'd be none of that. In fact, all of the social media platforms would fail. Okay, somebody, whether it's Elon Musk or you know, what's his nuts, Zuckerberg or some asshole with a lot of money that can buy a lot of talent, because it's not that they're necessarily talented. They just know how to find talented people. Okay. Nothing wrong with that. That's most your major CEO types, your major guys. It's not that they themselves are super talented. It's they know how to find talented people. All right. And put them to work. Okay. So if this model that is the platforms that we currently are whamming ain't shitting on, you know, if it wasn't that, then somebody would come along and find some guys to write some code or do something, and we'd have something different. And Facebook and Twitter and all the bullshit that we love to hate would be, you know, Angel Fire. Do you remember Angel Fire?
Do I remember Angel Fire? Not really.
Of course you don't. Dame, you're still in the fucking chat, aren't you? You remember Angel Fire, the website, yeah?
Oh, now that people are looking that up, let's do this one real quick.
Well, just fucking say it.
Nonstop Drake for $2. One more week until Rob's wedding. Congrats, real man. No, one more week of daylight savings and me needing to get, well, not needing, but me wanting to get out of bed at 5 a.m. in the morning to do this show for you bastards, all of you, a lot of you, to entertain you with Rob and speak wisdom about don't get yourself engaged in things that aren't necessary, that I bought a new batch of Pokemon cards, that Rob drank beer and went to work, and that I went to work and what you guys can learn from it.
Okay, so, see, Dame knows. Dame was, I'm reading the comments here. Dame knows. He understands Angel Fire, that and GeoCities. Yeah, that's the other one. And I'm glad you mentioned GeoCities, because that was the one that was in my head that I'm like, there was another one and I couldn't remember it. That's it. It's GeoCities. Had to know how to code HTML, but you could code your own fucking web page, kind of like what ultimately evolved into MySpace, which then evolved into Facebook, Twitter, everything we have today.
Why did you never went into coding since you learned it so early anyway?
Dude, I didn't want to do it as a profession.
It's boring as hell.
Oh, yeah, like, I know.
For all the coders in our audience, I respect you. And
oh,
you
so
will
do I.
Make more money than I ever will.
Well, I don't know about that, because there's a glut of coders, unfortunately, for the coders. Oh,
in the Netherlands, it is still, they're still making bank.
Okay. Data analysts. Good for them. Good for them.
In all honesty, good for you guys. Yep. I tried coding. It was just, I couldn't do it. I thought it was boring. Yep. I didn't like it.
That's why I never got into it professionally. I learned enough. But
I was.
Go ahead.
Go first. You go.
I learned enough. To, like I said, there was a period of time a long time ago, back in the late 90s, early 2000s, where I had a website, okay, kind of like I do now, but this site, obviously, one is way more automated. It's way more cut and paste and do this, and the algorithm does all the rest. Okay, the Rob Says .net website. Yeah, the graphics, some of the general design, that was me. But that's not hand-coded, all right? No. There's things now that I'm like, I have no fucking idea how they do it. I don't understand Python. I don't understand PHP. I don't understand all these other different things, JavaScript and all that. I understand how to insert it, but I don't understand how to code it. But HTML, I understand how that works. I learned how to do it. And so I had a website 20 plus years ago where I hand coded all of it. Was it dynamic? No. Was it, you know, but did it work? Yeah. And on multiple browsers back in the day when Netscape Navigator was a thing, as well as, well, Chrome hadn't even become a thing yet. It was like, I think Brave was just coming around. Opera was around. Of course, Microsoft, whatever they were calling it, Explorer or whatever it was, Internet Explorer, which was one of the worst fucking things you could get. And I think Firefox was just coming out with Safari or something like that. And I had to try it out on all platforms to make sure it looked the same because it didn't always react the same depending on what your browser was. Mm. But that's what back in the day with GeoCities and Angelfire was. But you could put up your own bullshit. And if you knew how to copy and paste some script, you could throw that in there and have pop-ups or do whatever the fuck you wanted. You know, I just remember that. But here in the US, everybody got on the coding bandwagon. A lot like people who chose not to code but went into massage therapy, okay? Because there's a few institutes around here, a few institutions that specialize in massage therapy. Mm-hmm. And so they sunk a lot of money in advertising and marketing and made a fortune turning everyone into a masseuse. Okay, and in Utah, at least, there's laws here that if you want to go into business as a masseuse, you have to be licensed. That way you keep the happy ending crowd out because there was a lot of that going on. You know, they were, oh, we're massage, you know, we do massage. Yeah, it was just a front. Okay, so the state of Utah said, okay, there's a way to combat that, and it's basically licensing. And so you had to have so many courses and do so many things and jump through so many hoops, which minimized but didn't, you know, eliminate the happy ending group. But it minimized it quite a bit. The problem is everyone and their dog, just like with coding here at least, everyone got on the bandwagon thinking, I'm going to make six figs being a coder. And either A, they realized coding is, it's great, but it's not glamorous. You're sitting on a computer terminal all fucking day, which is why, you know, I did it for fun so I could say I knew how to do it. But I was like, man, I do not want to do this day in and day out. This shit's boring. And there's a glut now where unless you're management, you're higher up, you're running the show, basically. The coders themselves, you know, not saying they don't make decent money. They make okay money, but they're not making six figs, not even close. You know, they're probably making about 60,000 a year. Yeah, in the beginning, when it first started, sure, I knew guys back when I was in my 20s that were pulling $100,000 a year being a coder, but not anymore.
I'm laughing at Dame. Well, I mean, maybe Dame's laughing at me. He's like, we used to code on Black Planet too. And I was like, Dame is joking with me. That was not called Black Planet. I'm like, is that a reference to the hood? But apparently it was a site.
Yeah, it was. It was a site.
All in good fun, Dame. All in good fun. But no, I mean, you mentioned 50K or whatever. I looked up housing in the Netherlands and it's gotten so fucking insane. Like, what do you need to get a mortgage for a house in the Netherlands? And the average pay you need to buy a house in the Netherlands like exceeds the average pay of the Netherlands. Yep. Where it's like, this is fucked up, people. This is fucked up. Where it's like, oh my
God. It's the same here. Okay. Yeah. It's funny you bring that up because I just had a conversation with my dad. All right. So I talked to him earlier this week, which was more of a follow-up to last week. Okay. So I called him last week And turns out at the time when I called him, when he answers his phone, he's not at home. He's out in Mesquite, Nevada, okay, with some friends. And I'm like, because I could hear some background noise and some other shit going on. And I'm like, where are you at? And he's like, oh, I'm in Mesquite. And I'm like, oh, did you take some vacation or something? You know, he's no, it's just a day trip. We're coming back tomorrow. And I'm like, okay, so why'd you go to Mesquite? Because there really ain't shit in Mesquite. You know, there's golf and things that old people do, which he's not a golfer. So it's like, okay, what the hell are you doing in Mesquite?
Yeah, you are old, but you don't like golf.
What the hell? Why would you be hanging out in Mesquite? There's nothing for you to do in Mesquite. But I was like, what are you doing in Mesquite? He's like, I'm looking at houses. And I'm like, oh, you're going to buy a house? He's like, I'm thinking about it. And I'm like, well, you already own a house. Because he does. He owns the house I grew up in. So I'm like, so what's going on? He's like, well, I'm thinking of buying a second home that I can live like down here during the winter. He'd be a snowbird. He's like, I'll live half the year in Mesquite and the other half in Utah. And I'm like, oh, okay. I was like, so did you find yourself a house? He's like, yeah, I'm actually standing outside it looking at it right now. And I'm like, oh, what's that going to cost you if you decide to get into it? And he went, oh, well, I said I was looking at a house. I didn't say I was buying it. And I'm like, well, so how much is this house? $450,000. And I'm like, okay, you got that kind of money laying around? He's like, no. And I'm like, so are you going to get it or what? He's like, oh, no, I'm not getting it. It's way too expensive. But that's how it is here. And we talked about that this week. Because I called him up and he was home at that point. But I was just like, so tell me more about Mesquite, you know, tell me more about what you were thinking and all this and that. And he's like, yeah, you know, me and one of his best friends, they were going to go halves on this house. It's like a duplex. It's a half and half. And then I was like, okay, that makes sense. Because when he had mentioned, yeah, you know, me and Chet are thinking about, you know, going halves on this house. I'm thinking... So what, you guys gonna bunk together or are you gonna, you know, are you butt pirates or what's going on here? Or are you gonna have timeshares or something? It's his week to hang out in the house, but it's a duplex. And it's like, oh, okay. So half the house is Chet's, the other half's yours. It's like, okay, that makes sense then at least. Cause then you're not getting in each other's way. You're not, you know, jostling for space type of thing. But he was like, yeah, I can't afford it. You know, he said, if I had to do that, he'd have to pull for the down payment. He'd have to pull over $200,000 out of the bank. Because he was like, it's going to be $150,000 for the down payment and then $50,000 alone for the taxes. And that's where I told him, I said, yeah, Dad, you know, everybody's selling at this point, but nobody can buy. The only entities that can buy a house right now are corporations. And give it 50 years, nobody will own a home. You know? Yeah.
Nope. Like that date I had Thursday. Jesus Christ. Cruelest fucking story I ever heard. Well, not the cruelest I ever heard. But cheated on her boyfriend of 9 years. Bought a house together. Also, 450,000 euros. And what was it? I can't even remember how we got there. But she's like, no, I'm in the house now. And he went somewhere else. I'm like, of course. Of course.
But can she afford the payment?
Apparently, she's paying over a grand a month. So I look at her like, what? Over a grand a month?
Dude, it's got to be more than that. Because again, when I was talking to my dad about a $450,000 house here in the United States, at least with the interest rates here, he told me what the monthly payment would be. It's $2,500 a month. $2,500.
Jesus fucking
Christ. Okay, that's American and euros are worth more. So I'm thinking...
Apparently she had a good deal on the mortgage, but I was only like, what?
I don't know. I ain't buying that, dude. I paid $101,000 for my home back in 2004, refinanced in 2008. And at that point, I was still probably $90,000, $92,000 is what I owed at that point. Okay. Mm-hmm. And my and I had a decent interest rate. It was still a little on the high end for 2008, but I was paying $565 a month.
20 people watching. Nice. Yay. Sorry. Hit the like button, guys. Thank you for being here. Hope we can entertain you. No, but like apparently $1,200 a month. And I was always like, what? I was already like, what the hell? And like,
she's paying her, more. Like, she's paying more.
I don't know.
Unless she's well got be. Roommates or something.
Oh, no. She kicked those out.
Yeah.
But it's like this entire house, probably a 4-bedroom, whatever, in the middle of a city center. The only thing I could think about was, why do you even need it? Like, in you're on your own. She probably wants to keep it or whatever. But I'm like, this is just insane. This is just insane that people would go that far. And what you mentioned with the guys, like with your dad. Oh, wow. You think that's it?
I smell bullshit. That she's telling too. You some bullshit, dude. I'm telling you, she's not paying no $1,200 a month. She's paying more than that.
Could be. Maybe he's still paying half of it too.
And you know. There you have it. There it is. There it is.
Okay? And there if you they, have it.
There and there you have it. If they bought a house together, sure, she may be the primary occupant of said domicile. Okay. His name, I fucking guarantee you, is still on that mortgage. He's still shelling out $1,200 a month himself. She's like, oh, I'm paying $1,200. Okay. That means he's paying $1,200. Well, let's do some simple math, kid. 12 plus 12 is 24. There's your fucking payment. And I was right. It's $2,500, give or take, a month. And the only reason she's still living there is because he's fucking paying.
Oh, yeah, of course. That's it's like, why. Guys, what, like, don't buy a house together on that sense. It's like, Cappy once said that. You buy the house and she can rent in it.
Dude.
Always do that. Guys, always do that. Make sure you buy the house and she becomes a renter.
Yep.
Oh, but she doesn't want that. Not your problem.
Right.
This is something I realized as well. I realized this yesterday. I had an epiphany. When you have the feeling of like, look, this is not aligning in my self-interest, run.
Yeah, dude.
Don't think you can save it. Don't think people will change. You cannot save it. People will not change. You run.
Well,
you cannot handle this, young Skywalker.
No, I don't know about that. But dude, I wrote about this a couple of years ago. I did a blog post about, so, and I titled it, So You Want to Live Together. All right. You guys can go look it up on robsays.net. Go hit the search bar, type in live together. It'll pull it up. All right. Mm-hmm. One of the best decisions I ever made for myself. And this was before I got red pilled with Rolo and friends and became an alpha male and all the shit you guys are today. It was simply the fact that back in 2004, I bought my first home. It's where I live right now. I've lived here for 20 fucking years now, okay? I did it all on my own. I financed it on my own. I made my own down payments, saved up all the money, all the bullshit, all right? Didn't have friends or family helping me with it because I wanted to do it alone. I wanted to go through it. So I did, and I learned a lot of things. And from that day till right now, this house has always been mine. It's always been just in my name. No joint, no nothing. And it has seen an ex-wife and it's seen an ex-girlfriend where combined between the two of them, there's about 10, almost 12 years of occupancy of them living here, okay? And yet, when I kicked one to the curb and the other one decided to walk, yeah, they helped out with the bills and whatnot, you know, the groceries, the electric, the gas, all that kind of shit, the utilities. But the mortgage was always mine. And I told them that when we had the whole move-in conversation, it's like, look, the house is mine. The mortgage is mine. That's my responsibility. I'll figure it out. Your bills are your problem, just like my bills are my problem. Now, when it comes to the electric, the gas, the food, well, when you're living here, you got to help out. You know, you got to pitch in. And it was roughly about 50-50, which to me was a pretty good deal considering You're not paying the mortgage. I am. Okay. Mm-hmm. But when things went south both times, they were the ones who had to move out.
Yeah,
they were the ones who had to go. It's like, well, you know, with the ex-wife, I'm like, you got to go. Mm. You know, you got to go. That's what it all summed up in. With all the legalese and all the threats and all the bullshit and all the nonsense, it was basically boiled down to, you got to fucking go. And when the ex-girlfriend decided to leave, she's like, I'm going. And it's like, well, okay.
As my ex used to tell me, hate to see you leave, but I love to watch you go.
Right.
She actually always, every time.
Yeah, exactly. And so I, just like I wrote about years ago and what we're touching on right now, guys, you do not want to share a lease. You do not want to share a mortgage. And God forbid, in my opinion, you do not want to move in with her. She has an apartment. She has a house, whatever. If you move in and sell your place or, you know, give up your lease or whatever it is, and then things don't work out a year or two down the road, you're the one that's packing up in the middle of winter, okay? Same with, like, what you're talking about, Jack, with this chick that you met. Oh, yeah, I got the house, and I'm only paying $1,200, you know, 1,200 euros a month, and I'm like, wait, that fucking math isn't adding up. And then it, you know, it hit me. Oh, well, that's because she bought it with him and his name is on that mortgage. I fucking guarantee it. So yeah, he's paying rent or whatever he's doing at this point in time. Or he's
lost.
Yeah. Or realistically, unless he's making some serious money, he's living at home with mom and dad and he's paying 1,200 euros a month for her to live in that fucking house.
Apparently, she still talks to his mom.
That's not a surprise.
It's like, oh, she loves me. It's like, see, nobody will support you. No one.
Right.
They all gathered together.
Dude.
If you think you've got bros on your side?
None.
Dude.
There's no one on your side.
There
not
is
a soul.
No brother. I know of one person.
There's
I can
no
rely on
brotherhood. There is no like, brotherhood.
And for everything else, there's Rob. It's like, I'll
yeah,
tell you
oh,
that.
I mean, I'm here to listen to Jack weep. I'm here to listen to him cry. I'm here to commiserate and there say, there, young lad, it's going to be okay. But when Jack goes, so can you lend me some money? I'm going to be like, the fuck out of here.
The fuck? No.
Yeah, I'd be like, nope, I guess you better get a second job, aren't you? I am not financially obligated to help you in the slightest. And that goes double for you assholes in the chat. It's like, oh, Rob, I need some money. Yeah, that's good. Go get a job. I already have one. Get a second job. I got that. I guess you better get a third, huh? Mm-hmm. You know, I guess
better
you better
start sucking some dick.
Yeah, start sucking some dick or selling some shit. Start slinging rock because I ain't helping you. It's not my fucking problem. You know, just was, like it's was, not your problem to help me.
Oh, there was even on Twitter some woman, of course, was like, my friend who's 31. I'm like, stop right there. Like, stop right there. You got it. You got your answer. My beautiful friend who's 31. Stop.
With a pretty face.
Yeah, stop. You already have your answer. We know enough.
Yeah, pretty much.
But okay.
Hey, let me ask you this. Since you're talking about your date, you sent me a picture. She's a good looking chick. I'll give you that. How old is she?
Old enough. Oh, she has a prefrontal cortex.
Does she? So she's over 25.
Or around 25.
Uh-huh.
She has a prefrontal cortex. No worry. Lauren Southern can get to this.
Oh, okay. All right.
We have our own Lauren Southern. So.
Do we? Who's our Lauren Southern?
That was just a joke. Oh. Don't mind it.
Okay.
Let's see. Blah, blah, blah. Hey, Nico's here too. Like, we got a busy... Pretty faces hippo. No, but it's like it's a... Hey! Shut up. Got Clary right here now. Oh, God. And I'm high. How can you get high with Cappy? How can you get high with Cappy? Jesus Christ. But Cappy wrote about
that
too.
Oh, no, no, no. See, here's a great example. Chad decided to invite strays off the street. He invited a hobo into his home. And Chad, because I know Chad, Chad's starting to wind down from tax season, okay? Mm. It's not over yet. He knows it. I know it. We all know it. But Chad's partaking of a certain tree that helps him relax, all right? Mm-hmm. Because this is Chad's domicile. And in Chad's domicile, Chad does Chad shit, okay? Mm-hmm. And some hobo, some bum fucking was wandering around on the streets going, we'll suck dick for $20 because $20 is $20. And Chad was like, I want to do a good deed. I'll invite this stranded, wayward stranger into my home. And so he did. Chad brought this bum from Seattle off the street into his house. And now he's telling us this bum that I dragged in that smells of piss and dog shit. He's annoyed that I'm smoking grass in my house. To which I would say, well, one, Chad, when you invite fucking dogs in, if you roll around with dogs, you get fleas.
This right? dog comes into your house and then takes a giant shit
on your living room floor. Yeah, well, apparently we need to play the intro again for fucking Chad. Yeah. But it's one of those things that part of this is self-inflicted because Chad decided to be a good Samaritan and invite bums into his home, okay? But the fact of the matter is, this is where, well, you get the bums you deserve, Chad, because you invited him in, and yet he has the audacity to be annoyed that, well, I was hoping for, more of an incense smell versus a Mary Jane smell, and I'm annoyed about it, where I'd be looking at that bum and going, you know what? You can go sleep on the fucking street, motherfucker. This is my house, and I invited you into it. And if you don't like it, there's the fucking door. Get out. But you invited him in, Chad, so I'm just going to say this is not all entirely the bum's fault. Part of this is you. So there it is. I'm just keeping it real here.
That's what you get for trusting in bums. Sup, thoughts. Good to see you. Where was I? But even Cappy wrote about that, where it's like, guys, get your own mortgage.
Yes, get your own place. Yeah, you move her in. You do not move in with her. You do not put her on the mortgage or the lease. Because, dude, I knew a guy, and I told him this, a guy I work with a couple of years ago, right after I wrote this motherfucking post. I told a guy this at work. He's like, yeah, I met this chick. He showed me pictures like you. And I'm like, oh, damn. Because she was good looking. She had a great set of tits. Okay, what does he do? He decides, well, we're gonna play house. We're gonna get an apartment together. And so they did for about 9 months. And then it fell apart. And he
sounds familiar.
Yeah, and he moved out, of course, and moved back in with mom and dad because he couldn't afford to live on his own. Because why? Because he's on the lease. He was still paying while she lived there. He was still paying his half for the next 3 fucking months. And I just remember, because I asked him, I stay out of that shit. I'm like, this is none of my business. But I asked him one day here a while back. I'm like, so how's things going with Miss Tits? Oh, Coldy would love this chick. She had beautiful bazookas. All right.
Every day is big junk.
Right. Okay. Coldy would approve. Bugman would approve of this. Okay. But I just remember asking this guy a little while back. I was like, so how's things going with Jugs? And he's like, yeah, we're not a thing. And I'm like, wait, didn't you guys move in together here about 6-7 months ago or something? He's like, yeah, it fell apart. And I'm like, oh, so where are you at now? Well, I'm over in this city now. And I'm like, okay. I'm like, hey, that's not too far from me. He's like, yeah, I'm back home with mom and dad. Oh, okay. So what's she doing? Oh, she's still living, in the place we got together. Oh, okay. So she took over the lease, huh? Well, no, not really. What do you mean, not really? Well, yeah, she's still paying her half. Okay. But I'm still paying the other half. I'm like, didn't you and I have a conversation about this? I could swear you and I talked about this.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, so you basically just said, yeah, Rob, fuck that guy. He doesn't know what he's talking about because Jugs. I was like, ah, whatever, dude. You know, I hope those tits were worth it, man. Whatever. You know, that's one thing at least I did figure out without the red pill, without the manosphere, without Rollo J. Tomasi and friends. It's like, man, you get your own fucking place where you can afford it all on your own so that you don't have to worry about whamming and you don't have to worry about roommates. Because mm-hmm. I've had whamming and I've had roommates, and roommates suck. And whamming are great until they're not, and then they suck too. And every time, at least when I've lived here, it's like, oh, I've had different people live here, but you know what? It's not because I couldn't afford the mortgage. It's just like, ah, I want some company. Sometimes I want them in the same bed, you know, until I don't or until they don't. And then it's like, well, then I guess you got to go. I'm still here. You know, I'm not the one living with my parents or living in a box or living in the fucking street. You know, it's like I still have my house. And that's one thing that I will fucking nuke the world for. You know, it's like, fuck you guys. I'll fight you tooth and nail till my last breath. You know, I've done way too much to have this place. I am not giving it up for some woman or for some lame dick fucking roommate. No way.
No, but a lot of guys go for like, oh, but I only make it harder on her if I don't do that and blah, blah, blah. It's like, guys, if you don't, she will make it hard on you if you don't plan ahead of this. It's the same as the whole prenup thing. It's like, but I trust her. It's not about trust.
No, it's not.
It's about not being naive. It's about preparing for a possibility. It's about realism.
Yeah, that's all it is. It's planning ahead. That's all it is.
Of course she's going to appeal to emotion, you, where it's like, you know what? You love me, right? Where it's like, yes, I love you, but I love you,
and I'm still going to have the fucking mortgage in my name.
Yeah. Yes. It's like, oh, but why don't you do it then? Because if it goes wrong, you are the beneficiary. So who loves who more?
There it is.
Like, who's loving who right now? Because it sounds like you love your future possibility of being able to fuck me over.
Yeah, I'll be right back thinking of future possibilities.
Oh, what a lovely avatar. Oh, hello, Alex. Let me see. The extra money to live alone is worth it, in my opinion. Yeah, but that's the thing. Also, hide your power level. Who cares if she thinks you're broke? Really, who cares? Oh, she thinks I'm broke. So what? If you have to, like, in my humble opinion, this is my opinion, and it ain't worth shit. Let's be honest here. But in my humble opinion, if you have you woo a woman with your finances, it's not fucking worth it. It's like, no. Oh, but women love to be taken out and blah, blah, blah. Yeah, there are also women who hate that shit. So like, get what, that's a thing too. Stop going for what she likes and start understanding what you like. And then maybe you'll run into somebody who like adapts to you instead of continuously adapting to her. Because, like, you don't want to give up your own personality for somebody else. It's not fucking worth it. Let's see.
Okay, since we're having a, I guess, a moment about living together or not living together.
Hold up. Thoughts? No, they don't have a scouter. They really don't.
Who?
I said hide your power level. It's like, with finances, who cares if she thinks you're broke? And he's like, girls have a scouter, which is a reference to the power level thing. Where it's like, no, they don't. They have no idea.
No, they don't.
I have a certain amount of collectibles right in front of me, which could pay off student debts.
Oh, yeah.
Let's just put it like that. They have no fucking idea.
Oh, dude, same here. And yours is collectibles. Mine is...
guns.
Well, yes. There is that. I have a certain amount of artillery that could pay off a lot of debt. I have other things in my house that I am not going to say what they are, but I know they are worth a lot, okay? And I've had women of all ages and and backgrounds and demographics in my home. And I've had that shit. It's out in the open. There, you know, it's not necessarily on display like a collector's item type of thing. But if you know what it is and you saw it, you'd be like, fuck, that's worth some money. Okay. That if I had to sell it or whatever, yeah, I could get a pretty penny for these things. Okay, they're not collector's things, but they're sought after. They're quality, all right? None of the women, not even the belly dancer. She sees it every time she comes over and she has no idea, you know, that you're looking at one of my prized possessions and she just thinks it's sentimental. And it's like, you know, and I don't dissuade her of that. I don't, you know, no, that's not it. But the truth is, oh no, that's not sentimentality. That's worth some money. That if I had to break in case of emergency, I got something that I can get rid of and it would solve a lot of problems that would crop up. Okay. And you know, she has a better idea about what the guns are worth than this thing. And it's like, yeah, she has no idea. But if some of you guys were to see it, you'd be like, oh, shit. And it's like, yeah. Mm-hmm.
It is a Darth Vader limited edition, A New Hope replica. It's like, oh, my God.
Life-sized.
It's like that moment from Indiana Jones and Raiders of the Lost Ark where he's like,
kinda.
My golden kinda. Little statue. Yeah.
But yeah. Here's the thing, too, that... thinking, going back to our, you know, don't live with her or don't share a lease or share a mortgage.
Just okay. Don't get your finances entwined. Don't
well,
have a-
correct, but I want to add an extra thing, okay? In the event of marriage, or if you live in a common law area where the state decides, well, you've been cohabitating for X amount of time, so it doesn't matter if you got a license or not. Here's something I want you guys to understand, because this is something I have learned from divorce, from the lawyers and whatnot here in Utah, at least.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So when me and the ex-wife were getting divorced, somebody somewhere was whispering in her ear and said the magic A word.
Somebody what?
Somebody mentioned alimony, and I got on my pony and I went to see my attorney. Okay. Because she mentioned the magic word. Okay. Because alimony, that's probably the worst thing of all. Okay. More than child support. Because child support, guys, if you have kids together, you're fucked. Financially, in that sense, there's nothing you can do about it. That, you know, at least here in the United States, there's a formula, it's cut and dry, and you're fucked. That's just how it is. But you're only fucked until the child reaches 18, reaches age of adulthood. Then you're free. Now, alimony, on the other hand, depending on where you live, you could be paying that for the rest of your life, okay? Well, that was one thing initially in the divorce that her and I agreed on, that there was going to be no alimony either way. I'm not asking her for none. She's not asking me for none. Well, again, somebody said the word. Yeah, somebody said alimony, and I jumped up on my pony and went to see an attorney. Yeah. Okay, because she mentioned the magic word. All right. Well, when I talked to that attorney, because I did, I spent $200 for an hour, best $200 I ever spent. All right. I mentioned, hey, here's why I'm here. Here's all the documents, all the documentation, all the shit. I have everything. It's all here. Here's what she said. Here's what she's threatening. Yada, 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 blah, blah, blah. On and on. So does she have a case? From your legal perspective, since you're an attorney that deals in divorce, does she have a case? You know, is it just an idle threat or is this for real? And, you know, he being an attorney, he's like, well, it is real. She could. Okay. But then he told me, he educated me. You know, he enlightened me about a lot of things. And one of them was, because I was like, could I lose my house over this? And he's like, oh, no. He's like, is the house in your name? And I'm like, yes. And it's always been in my name. It's never been joint. She's never put 1 cent towards the mortgage. That's always been me. He's like, well, then she can't take the house. Okay. There's a thing called marital equity. That's what he called it. Mm-hmm. Where for the duration of your marriage, not just cohabitation, just your marriage, at least in mm-hmm. Utah. Okay. Other states, countries, precincts, you know, whatever may differ. You guys should check with your own laws, check with your own attorneys. But here in Utah, he's like, oh, you guys lived together for a year or so? Yeah. Were you married then? No. Okay. And then you got married. Yeah. He goes, this only applies from the time you were married until, you know, you filed for divorce. So mm-hmm. we're talking 6 years of marriage. Yeah. Okay. There's a thing called marital equity where, yes, she's entitled to half. And that's cut and dry. So if the house appreciates because the economy's good and you guys did some home improvement stuff or whatever to bring the value up, she's entitled to half of that. Not the house, but to the marital equity. So let's assume, and he gave me, you know, a fictional story to help me understand it. He says, let's say in the 6 years you guys were married, your house appreciated by $20,000. That's the marital equity. Okay. Mm-hmm. 10,000 of it's yours, 10,000 of it's hers. Okay. The house itself is not hers. You would just have to pay her $10,000. But in my case, I already gave her a $12,000 car free and clear. I paid it off because I was a joint on that one. I was a co-signer on that car, and because she couldn't get a car because her credit sucked. But she needed transportation, and the only way she could get it was basically me helping her out. So I co-signed it, but I paid it off and then gave her the title, said, hey, that car's yours. He's like, you gave her a $12,000 car, and I also bought everything she didn't take out of the house. I bought by giving her $3,000, so 15 grand. He's like, actually, she wants to take you to court and try to get alimony. Let her try it, because you know what? She probably owes you money. She's, you know, they're not going to give her more. They're going to make you whole. It's not about, well, you need more because you blew through the money you had and she's trying to strong arm me.
This might be my idealism, Master Jedi. This might be my idealism. So I might be in for a lesson. But if I would have ever gotten to the point in a marriage and it would have been like, nah, you're better off, she owes you money, I would have been like, don't mention it. Like, just get it over with, get it finalized, and don't mention the money.
Oh, I never mentioned it.
Well,
but it's like, it was something that he said to me, because he said, where does she live now? And I told him, well, she moved across the country. That was her choice. I had no say in that. That was her decision that I need to move to the East Coast. All right. Which, I mean, I was glad. It's like, good. The further away you are, the better. All right. But I never told her, you need to move far away from me. No, I was like, fuck, go live in Tooele. Go live with your family. Go live somewhere else. I don't care. All right. Just get out of my house. All right. She moved across the country and basically ran out of money, which is why she mentioned alimony, because she was trying to strong arm me for more. And I was like, nope, not happening. You know, in fact, from here on out, you can talk to an attorney and I'll talk to mine. And those two can communicate to each other. And you and I will never have another conversation again. And I hung up on her and fucking called an attorney.
It is pretty sad that sometimes it gets that far. I mean, you know how I think about it, where it's like, I bear no grudges to anyone I've ever dated.
Right.
And I always kind of hate it.
I never bared a grudge to her until she wanted to play dirty. And then I was like, I'm not going to roll over. Mm-mm. You know, we made this decision. You and I both sat down and said, this is how it's going to go. Here's how we're divvying everything up. Here's what you're taking. Here's what I'm keeping. Here's what I'm giving up. Here's what you're getting. Okay. We had it all in writing. That was part of the divorce decree. All right. Well, we had to wait 90 days before it was finalized. That's just the law here. All right. So I was playing nice for 90 days. Well, about 45 days in is when she dropped alimony on me. And I'm like, oh, you've changed your mind. All right. Fuck it. The gloves are coming off. You get to see the angry, vindictive, petty, spiteful, I'll nuke everything. I will scorch the world guy. The guy you married that you've seen me go there before. Not to you. I didn't direct it at her, but she saw me do it to other people. But now it's like, oh, did you forget who you married? You know, I am a petty, spiteful, vindictive, vengeful motherfucker. You know, you push me far enough or you hit the right buttons, I will burn the world down just to watch you suffer. And I don't care if I die in the process. It's worth it to me.
It's like, and I don't know how to word this correctly yet, but you and I have talked about certain things. And it's like, you can say it's like, oh, it's just who I am or blah, blah, blah. But it's like the wrong woman will get the worst out of you.
Yeah.
The wrong woman will get the worst out of you. It's like, because you aren't an angry, vindictive, petty person.
No.
Not how I know you.
No, and I'm not, but I can be.
Yeah, and it's like, I am sure a lot of girlfriends, former girlfriends of you would say the same. Where it's like, no, Rob's a great guy.
Yep. Things then, just didn't work.
And then there's the dark horses where you're like, oh yeah, they fucking hate me and blah, blah, blah. But of course it's because of the guy. And of course
it's the, you know, I guarantee you, if you guys were to meet my ex-wife, she would tell you that I'm an abusive, controlling, mind fucking asshole. You know, I know.
Or a narcissistic yep. asshole, incapable of love and yep. only dates for status.
Yep. I get it. Yeah. That's what I mean. I know that. And it's like, you know, the women that come into my world, they know who I am, but they also know what I am capable of.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they, you know, the belly dancer, when we've had our moments of conflict and doubt, she's seen what's under the surface. She's seen me stand up and look at her and go, serious? And she was even like, whoa. And it's like, you want to go there? I don't want to go there. But if you want to go there, okay, we'll go there, you know, because fuck it. I'm not going to back down on certain things ever. You know, my home is one of those things that it's like, nope, I'll burn it down before I'll give it up.
I will die on this hill.
Yep.
It's like, what was it?
I only have two or three hills I'll die on, dude. But my home is one of them. That it's like, no, I own my home. And at this point, other than property taxes via the state, I own it outright. I don't have a mortgage anymore. It's paid off. No. And so
but
I'll be goddamned if I'm giving it up to any woman. It's like, no way. I toiled too hard. It's fuck you.
But weren't you able to like lower the mortgage to such a degree that you would have been under the property taxes? I don't know how that works in the States, because there's a thing here in the Netherlands. Because if you don't outright own your home, you can get your mortgage to such a low down payment, such a low monthly payment that you would save if you would not pay off the mortgage compared to property taxes.
Nope.
Oh, that's a thing here in the Netherlands. I know people who pay like $70 a month for their mortgage.
Yeah, no, that's, I mean, at least not in Utah. I don't know about other parts of the United States, but in Utah, no, that's not a thing. No. Yeah.
I mean, it's like, what would I, in all honesty, it's like my card collection where it's like, no, you're not getting going to, if I have to liquidate that, it's like, we will go to war. I'm not even kidding, because that, it sounds so fucking stupid, but that is my childhood. I had a couple of things in childhood that were the light of my day.
Right.
When
dude, like, it's not stupid because that's your thing. All right. Yeah. You know, guys wanting to hold women accountable, that's stupid. Guys want to say, well, you know, if she's got a notch count more than -1, that's fucking stupid. Okay. Guys, you know, oh, she's a sun hat goddess. She's reformed. You're an idealist and you're stupid.
I even told that date on Thursday. I'm like, you know what the thing is? Men don't mind a slut. Just be an honest slut. That's all we care about. Just being like, we're not insane. Guys who've been around, we are not insane.
Yeah, no, dude. I love sluts. I as long as they're honest about their sluttery, I don't care. It's like, one, I'm not going to marry you because that's off the table at this point. But everyone has a past. I don't care what you did or didn't do. Just don't try to pretend that you're this reformed, holier than thou school marm. That I can't tolerate. It's like it's dishonest and it's disingenuous. Don't be looking down your nose at me and other women that are doing the same shit you did and you're reformed. So now somehow you're better than everybody. No, go fuck yourself. I'd rather, you know, a woman go, hey, I got a high notch count. I fucked a lot of dudes. You okay with that? Yep. I'm fine with that because at least you're fucking honest with me. I don't need your number because you're not going to give me an accurate number anyway. And so that's okay. Just own it. Just fucking own it is all I want them to do.
As long as it doesn't come back haunting me, it's like, it's all fine. But, well, turns out they did come back to haunt me. So
sometimes.
Yeah. Unrealized thoughts for the $2. Thank you very much, Unrealized Thoughts. First super chat on this channel, I believe, even.
I think
breakup,
so.
Breakup occurs. He was a terrible man. Lol.
You're not wrong, Unrealized Thoughts. You know, that's something I learned. Well, that's something I learned with my ex-wife. When she talked about her prior ex-husbands, plural. I wasn't her first husband, okay? Mm-hmm. They were all abusive, controlling, narcissistic assholes. And back then, I didn't have enough common sense to go, wait a minute, there's a fucking pattern here.
Yeah, it's like, if all of our exes cheated, there's a reason.
Right. You know, they're not, you know, and I actually met her first ex-husband who was the father of her kids. Okay. Mm-hmm. He actually was a pretty decent guy. Still is. The last time, I mean, it's been years since I've talked to the guy, but when I met him, I realized, wait, there's something different here. This guy is not anything like what she said he was.
I had that once. My ex from 10 years ago, who still hurts my fucking guts. I was at a local metal scene bar.
Mm-hmm.
And all of a sudden, I started talking to some guy. And he's like, wait, you're him?
Yeah.
I'm like, him depends who? On who's... Yeah. I'm like, depends on who's asking.
Right, right.
And he's like, I've heard about you, but you're actually, I'm like, and he looks at me, he's like, you're actually a pretty cool dude. I'm
right.
Like, let me guess who you heard it from.
Yep.
And he was like, yep. I'm like, ah.
Yep. And that's how it goes a lot of the times, you know? Like I said, if you guys were to meet my ex-wife and you mentioned, hey, I know your ex-husband, Rob. They would, you know, she would be like, oh, yeah, he's such an asshole. He's abusive and controlling and everything had to be his way and blah, 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 you know? And I'm just like, of course. And you know what? Like I said to her back then, it's like, you can say whatever the fuck you want about me. I'll be your scapegoat. I'll be the villain. I'll be the bad guy. Because I was and I will be now. As long as you're out of my life, I'll be whatever I need to be to keep you out of my life. You know, so if I got to be the bad guy, I'll be the bad guy. I'm not going to refute it. I'm not going to lie or hide or defend myself. I'll, you know, anyone goes, hey, I met your ex-wife. What did she say? That you're an abusive, controlling asshole. Yep, that's me. Mm. You know, yep, she's right.
It's the idealist in me. I still think it is a sad occurrence where people who share something together end up like that. Eh. It's like, what's so hard about, like, yeah, we dated, done.
That's,
it was fun.
That's
we
guys.
Wish each other the best.
That's guys for the most part. And, you know, in fairness, most women that I've encountered, the great majority, mm-hmm. would be the same way. They'd be like, oh, yeah, Rob, he's a great guy. You know, it just didn't work. Things just fizzled out or whatever. You know, there was no drama. There was no violence. There was no problems. It just fizzled out. It ran its course. And so then it was time for me to move on and it was time for them to move on. And so that's what we did. But there's always that one or two that, and it's like, oh, whatever, you know, you say whatever you want to say and I'm not going to refute it. I'm not going to dare. It's like, yep, she's right. You know, that's, yep. You want to know me, get to know me. And then you can make your own informed decision to say either, yep, she was right about you. You are a fucking asshole. Or you can figure out that actually he's kind of cool. You know, maybe her story was bullshit. Well, whatever. I don't need to defend myself. As long as she stays away, I'll be the villain. I'm okay with that story.
Then Rob will be happy. It's like that song I post, or that song that's been going around in that tweet. The song is actually pretty catchy. That's the worst.
What's the song?
It's the new teenage drama girl song avatar made a song of what's it called? 10 Things I Hate About You or something. Which you film as
well. Yeah, I remember the movie. Yeah, it had Heath Ledger in it. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. He was in it. It was before he got big.
Oh, yeah.
That was before Batman and all that shit.
It was in A Knight's Tale as well.
Yeah.
Everybody hated him being the Joker and was like, oh, that fairy and blah, 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 that pansy ass is going to be the Joker. And then he showed up and everybody was like, oh, damn.
He broke the mold and became the ultimate Joker. Right. Oh, yeah. I get it. Yeah.
That's still true, though. They will still compare. And like, is it because he died, you think? Or I truly think it's because it's a good performance.
Oh, he did a great performance.
Yeah, right. I don't think his death has a lot.
No, his death had nothing to do with his performance. That's the internet making more of it than what was going on. It's like, you know, the dude was taking all kinds of drugs to sleep and to calm down because fame hit him square in the face after The Dark Knight. All right. Yeah, he was starting, you know, he was a rising star type of thing before that movie. And that movie put him right on the top because he gave an extraordinary performance. All right. And after that, it's not because, oh, he plumbed the depths of psychopathy or whatever. No, fame just fucking hit him and he wasn't ready for it. Just like most actors and actresses that fucking succumb to drugs and alcohol and shit. It's Jim Belushi, or not Jim Belushi, but John Belushi. It's John Candy. It's Elvis Presley. It's all these people through all the years. It's Marilyn Monroe. Okay, they don't think they're that big of a deal. And then the world tells them, oh, you're a big fucking deal. And they don't know what to do with it.
Cobain, same thing.
Yeah, all those people.
Well, yeah, that and his bitch of a wife.
Well, but, you know, did she pull the trigger? No, that was Cobain that pulled the trigger. Okay,
That was the one conspiracy where I go like, nah, man, nah. And you know how I know. So their biggest argument is, oh, his suicide note has two handwritings. Yeah, I have two handwritings. That's how I know. Like years ago, this is really years ago, when I was in therapy and I had to write shit down. My therapist looked at my writing and he's like, you have two handwritings. And you know why that is? It's the state of mind that changes your handwriting. So apparently the more you write, the calmer you get, the more clear and cleaner your handwriting gets. And well, that's kind of what happened with Cobain as well. Although with him, it was like the drugs just kicking in.
Well, there's so that. But yeah. I mean, you think about it with writing, okay? You're not wrong with everything you've said. But there's also another part that you're not saying either, which is repetition. Okay. The more you write, I mean, yeah, you can write garbage and never become a better writer, you know, or an author or a more proficient thinker. Okay. You can write garbage all day long and that's all you're going to have in your mind is garbage. But your handwriting will improve because of repetition. Mm-hmm. If you're putting in the effort. I mean, if you don't fucking care and you want to do chicken scratch, then yeah, you're just going to have chicken scratch. Yeah. But well, if you're putting an effort into, I want to make sure this is clear for me, whether you're writing to an audience or it's an audience of one, which is you, mm-hmm. Your writing becomes more coherent and clear because of your thought process and also because of repetition.
Yeah, no, but it was in the same letter. That's their argument. Like in the same letter, there's two handwritings and I have the same thing where it's like, yeah, that's perfectly possible. Depending on how long it takes you to write that thing, perfectly possible. Like, no, that's not. Yes, it is.
Yeah,
it is. Yeah, it is possible. But on that note, you want to cue the music?
Cue the music. Oh, we got another chat.
Wrap it up.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Now, thanks everybody for being in the chat. Ribney was here. Thoughts was here. Jordan was here. I saw Marty. Nuke was here. Alex was here. Coldbug was here. We had a Cliff was here. Dame was here. Filipino was here. I'm probably forgetting someone. And I hate it when I forget someone.
Let me take Nico a look real quick too.
Nico was here.
He already mentioned Unrealized Thoughts.
Chad was here.
Yeah, Chad Elkins was here. That bum, Booty Scratcher was here.
Oh, yeah. Booty Scratcher. Oh, dear. Oh, my.
Filipino was here. Nico. Yeah, you already mentioned Nico.
Yeah. Dre was here too. Dre.
Yeah, briefly.
Thank you guys for the super chats. Everything Rob, robsays.net. Everything me is in the description. Hit the like, subscribe if you haven't, comment down below your thoughts of this show. And if you want to support the channel, you can click the join button and get my version of the Book of Book audiobook for free. That's it from us. Take us out.
Bye.
Talk soon.